This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're talking about a magic mushroom initiative that is being, well, attempted to be put on the ballot in California. They're going to need to collect hundreds of thousands of signatures. They probably should shoot for at least 700,000 of them, according to Daryl, because they need to get 365,000 that are legitimate, valid signatures, and it's a challenging process to do that. Usually want to do a 2-to-1 ratio.
Right.
And whatever they recommend.
One thing that does make it a little bit easier in California and most other states is the fact that the petitioners can go around with voter registration forms to where if somebody says, I'm not sure if I'm registered, well, here, fill out this form and then sign.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll have petitioners that have multiple petitions that are going around collecting signatures for a bunch of different things.
They get paid for each one.
Yes.
Yeah, the professional petition.
Right. Although I think California recently did away with allowing people to pay per signature.
Really?
To petitioners. So
what, you got to pay them per hour now?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because if you pay per signature, then you get performance from the ones that are really good. And
right.
If you pay them per hour, then they're just going to dick around, and get what they get.
Right.
So that's too bad. Well, that's what you would expect from a state like California.
That's what you get from, just somebody that you wind up calling up on the phone of, hey, do you want to, you need some day work? But the professional petition gatherers, they're still going to wind up putting in the effort because
they're
professionals and they know what they're doing.
But now if they can only get paid by the hour, they're going to have to raise their hourly rates, and that's just not good. But that's what you'd expect from a state like California.
Right.
We'll talk more about the voter initiative, which may be getting on the ballot here if they get enough signatures on board. Let's go to Ricky, though. First, he's on Skype. Ricky, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, sorry there, brother Ian. I'm eating my supper there with some pizza.
All right, well, spit it out. Let's go.
We're working it there. Oh, how you doing there, brother Ian?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, I was going to talk about narcotics. I still am. But just real quickly, I want to ask you something since you just brought it up with these petitioners. Now, my answer, see, I'm not on the payroll, so I cannot be corrupted. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it, amongst other things. Now, when you have people out there collecting signatures and they're getting paid, I don't know how I quite feel about that. I mean, shouldn't people really want to do it? Wouldn't they rather do it? Wouldn't they be more than happy to do it for free?
You obviously have never tried to wrangle volunteers because it is an incredibly hard thing to do to get people to, one, volunteer to do something in the first place, two, actually show up to do the thing that you've managed to convince them to volunteer to do. It is a very, very hard process, and petitioning is a particularly difficult thing to get people to volunteer for because it's not the same as, like, volunteering to go, build a house for homeless people or something
or
like that.
Or even, finding volunteers to go knock on some doors to do some campaigning for a candidate.
That's hard, too, though, because it
right.
requires...
That's hard.
Yeah.
Petitioning is 10 times harder.
Well,
yeah.
If I may...
It's definitely... Yeah. They're both very difficult to do because they both involve the kind of people who can talk to people, and
right.
that, you're cutting out a significant portion of the populace. You know, anybody who's an introvert is not going to be wanting to volunteer to go and do petition gathering. But anyway, Ricky, go ahead.
Well, if I may quickly, before I go on a quick comment about the narcotics about this, now I know I talk very big about secession. Now, see, here's the thing. Now, something like Section 21, now that I wouldn't have a problem with a petition. Now, why do I not do that? And I could. I mean, I can, even as deputy of the Commonwealth, I have a lot of freedom. But here's the problem. See, what's going on right now is there are some, now I have a lot of credibility, okay, with the legislature and whatever.
You are interrupting yourself so many times as you speak, you have yet to even get to your point about whatever it is your point is.
If I may, my point is I'm right now I am under my share of fire with people starting to clear their throats. And what's interesting is I...
What?
I'm a union.
What did he just say?
What's interesting...
The share of what? Clearing their throats about what?
People are starting to clear their throats.
About what?
I'm trying to tell you, but you're not listening. You and Dad.
Oh, I am listening, rapt with attention here, Ricky. I'm not doing absolutely anything else. Daryl is tapping away on a keyboard, so I don't know if he's fully paying attention to
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm paying attention. I'm also fact-checking myself on the California petition ban thing, because so, I know there was a proposal on
Daryl,
it.
You know what? I'm losing a lot of respect for you anyway.
Oh, no. He's lost respect for Daryl.
Go ahead, I'm listening, Darryl. What about California?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I want to hear what you have to say, Ricky. So why don't you just go ahead and explain it? Because I'm not going to give you too much more time. So you better chop chop.
Oh, no, okay. I guess I'm not going to talk about narcotics. But more importantly, you see, the reason why I don't have that petition, and I'll tell you what. I mean,
what petition?
A petition to secede. Because on paper, that's the only one that counts. That's the only one that counts, by the way. Screw the digital stuff. No way. On the internet, I question
that.
What
are you talking about? Are you talking about how internet polls are unreliable and unscientific?
No, a petition. We have one here. Like, there's a lady that has one on paper that has, I think she got 7 or 10,000.
So you're saying, like, an internet petition, not as important, not as big of a deal. I see what you're saying.
No, no, no. There are some states that allow a voter to sign the petition online. So you go to the state website, type in, here's my voter registration number. I certify that I wish to sign this petition. Is so they allow a digital signature to the petition.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're talking about, Ricky?
I commented on that, but there's a reason why I don't circulate a petition.
All right, why?
I would. Like, for Section 21, I would, but it's funny. I've been getting something lately. Now, I'm a union party member, so I was... Listen to me. Don't cut me off.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That boy cannot, she just cannot get to a point.
Yeah, I still don't know what the point was he was trying to make.
It just doesn't happen. Sometimes he's better than others, but most of the time, no. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I'm so sorry to everybody out there who was expecting. It's a little late,
that
but...
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Well, better late than never. So toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom as we continue here. The story out of California, TheGuardian.com, has it about this proposition to legalize medicinal... to legalize mushrooms across the board, even for recreational purposes, even to grow, to sell, to transport. California, they say here, is one of 8 states where voters have legalized marijuana for recreational use, even though it's still included in the federal government's list of Schedule I drugs, which, for those that don't know, means the federal government thinks that there's no medicinal use for marijuana, even though the majority of the states disagree with them, so, and all kinds of experts. Saunders and Kitty Merchant, who's co-author of The Measure and his fiancée, believe that magic mushrooms, also listed as Schedule I drugs, are the next logical step. He said, quote, I think we have learned a lot from marijuana, and we're ready as a society. So far, they have about 1,000 signatures, but plan to ramp up signature gathering efforts in early December at college campuses and events like the Medical Marijuana Summit, the Emerald Cup. 85,000 signatures will trigger hearings at the state capitol. Merchant and Saunders are not the first couple to propose legalizing mushrooms. The husband and wife team, Tom and Sherry Eckert, announced earlier this year they were pushing for a similar ballot measure in Oregon, hoping to make it the first state in the U.S. to legalize the drug. And I got to say, I'm a little jealous here. These West Coast states seem to have it way ahead of where we are here in the so-called live free or die state as far as drug reform, drug decriminalization efforts, to see significant efforts at collecting ballot signatures for a proposal like this, I think is very, very good. Now, of course, here in New Hampshire, as longtime listeners know, we do not have a ballot measure available here.
Correct. There is a proposal to give some limited form of referendum and initiative.
Now, the limited aspect of that would be what?
I don't have the details in front of me, and I don't recall.
Because I like the one where the proposal is you can only remove stuff with a ballot initiative, but I don't know if that... Because I remember hearing about this one that you're referring to, and I don't think that was the limitation. But the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because, again, if you let people have ballot initiatives, then a lot of the time they'll put in a bunch of bad crap with that, too. So, like in Florida, that's where the smoking ban came from. Somebody put a ballot initiative together, and then 70% of the oldsters there voted for it. They vote for everything, basically. 70% for everything. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog. Immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. And if you are not yet into Bitcoin, but you've been wondering what all of the fuss is about, or maybe you heard the news about the big drop that happened over the last 24 to 48 hours in Bitcoin, you want to get the latest on Bitcoin, you go to news.bitcoin.com. They follow it very closely, the whole Bitcoin universe there, or as much of it they can, over at news.bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to Bitcoin, though, and you want to learn the basics, just go to bitcoin.com, and you can start there. But again, if you want the latest news headlines, it's news.bitcoin.com. Plus, if you want to get involved in Bitcoin mining, you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. And by Bitcoin mining, I mean your choice of Bitcoin. Do you want to do Bitcoin Core, BTC, or do you want to do the new Bitcoin Cash, BCH? You can set up your miner on whichever of those mining pools that you want over at pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Ian and Daryl in the studio talking about the proposal, actually proposals, because there's one in California to legalize for anyone who's 21 and up any kind of possession, growth, distribution, sales, possession, and transportation, and all that of magic mushrooms. But apparently, it's also being proposed in Oregon. However, in Oregon, they're taking a bit of a more conservative approach than they are in California, aiming for the 2020 ballot and seeking to legalize the drug to be taken only in licensed centers under the supervision of a certified facilitator.
And which drug is this?
Magic mushrooms.
Okay.
So you've got a proposal in California and one in Oregon.
Yep.
The one in Oregon more focused on a medical aspect. So they would not be able to, an individual would not be able to buy mushrooms and consume them at home as they could in Oregon with marijuana. Tom Eckert told Vice in July, quote, "It's not only amazing for mental health, there's also a lot of potential for self-development and creative work." And certainly, if you look at a lot of some of the most renowned artworks out there, whether it be, you know, a piece of art on an easel, or whether it be, you know, movies and music, a lot of art has been influenced by psychedelic journeys. I mean, there's definitely no doubt about that.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Probably several Beatles.
Lots of the Beatles.
Albums.
Yeah. And many more.
Vincent Van Gogh probably took some stuff.
Jimi Hendrix. How about that one?
Yeah.
So there's plenty of them.
So I did some fact checking on the paid petitioner.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
You had said California had prohibited.
I thought they did.
The per petition.
Right, paying per petition. They have not. Back in 2011, legislation did make it through both houses, but was vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown. Neighboring Arizona did ban paying per signature this year. And in Oregon, they banned paying per signature. That ban was challenged but upheld in court. Additionally, paid signature gatherers, meaning that, you know, they're being paid an hourly rate or something other than per signature, are required to register with the Secretary of State and carry evidence of registration with them as they gather.
This is in Oregon?
Yes.
The efforts run in parallel to several promising clinical trials in which psychedelic mushrooms have been used to successfully treat severe depression, anxiety, and addiction. Robin, and we've reported on some of these as they've come out over the years, but they've always been very small studies, and that's because it's hard to legally study illegal drugs in the United States.
It's basically impossible to get FDA approval to study something that the FDA says has very little or no medicinal qualities. Again, even though cannabis is on that list of no medicinal qualities, even though there is a federal program that only like four people are still on that was instituted in like the early 90s.
Right. I think there's one guy left on that program.
Ah, one guy. Okay, I thought there were still like three or four.
I think there's one dude, and he's the guy that came to New Hampshire a few years ago and smoked up down in the basement of the state
what
house.
Is it? Rosenthal, I believe, is his last name. And then, you know, there's
all
like
the rest of them are dead.
26, 27 states that have some level of therapeutic cannabis.
So a little bit more here from the story, and then we'll give you some more related news about this. regarding psychedelic research that has been gotten a big boost by an anonymous Bitcoin donor. We'll tell you about that coming up here. But again, these clinical trials, Robin Carhart-Harris, who's been studying the use of psilocybin to tackle treatment-resistant depression at Imperial College in London, believes that this is a logical inevitability that the drug will become available to patients. Well, that's because if you get in, finally, you know, over two decades, if you parade enough doctors in front of these politicians, maybe some of them will start to listen.
Right.
Like, that's basically how it's done with the cannabis, is you just have to keep pounding them with the same information over and over and over and over again, and then at some point, there may be a crack in the walls of the system, and they might let some sort of medicinal program through. But in this case, the nice thing about the ballot initiative is you can jump past a bunch of that crap and just convince average people, who many of whom have tried mushrooms in their lives, or they know people who have, and they haven't gone insane. So it's really, you know, generally, mushrooms are considered to be a particularly safe form of psychedelic. I'm sure people would disagree with that statement out there because it is a psychedelic journey, and it can feel uncomfortable. But as far as, like, are you going to overdose? No, you're probably not going to overdose. You might throw up. That could be a possibility, but that's sort of part and parcel of the process for some people. Let's go to James. He's in New Jersey, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, James.
Hello, James. Hello.
Yes,
are you
James.
Guys ready for more facts?
Sure.
All right. How many facts would you like to hear?
I don't know. Well, just give us one.
Let's do five.
All right, well, let's
Why
see.
Not?
Let's
try.
Start with one.
We'll see how one goes, and then maybe we'll get to two.
Elephants stay pregnant for about 650 days.
Okay, so about 2 years for an elephant pregnancy. I didn't know that. I might have heard it at some point.
I knew that we had a very long pregnancy.
Okay, all right. Let's go to number two.
The Beatles broke up at Disney World.
Really?
Yes.
Now, that's relevant because we were just talking about the Beatles. All right, you're on a good roll here. Let's go to number three.
Before the 1800s, dentures were often made from the teeth of dead soldiers.
Grizzly, but I believe it. Number four.
Lego comes from the Danish word leg got, meaning play well.
Ah, okay. I used to love Legos as a kid, and then they just got too expensive. Because my parents made me buy all my own toys. So.
Did you see, speaking of expensive Legos, did you see that there's the Lego Millennium Falcon set that's like $800?
Is this a new set or like a classic set?
No. It's a brand new set where it's like supposed to be the width of a grown man's shoulders. Like,
really?
This thing is huge.
No, I had not heard about that.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. For those who are really into Star Wars and really into spending a whole bunch of money on something that's going to sit and gather dust on a shelf, which ultimately was why I kind of got out of it, because as a young teenager, I just got tired of like always dusting these damn Legos that I just had sitting there. I never played with them. I just built the things, and then, you know, once you get older, you don't play with things in the same way that you used to.
Right.
As a child. And so they just became these, like, dust collectors. And with all those little bumps on them, they are so hard to dust.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard. James, we got through four. That was pretty good. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you want to learn more about Free Talk Live, we got a lot of features on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with other hosts of the show, as well as listeners, like on our forum, for instance. And then, of course, there's the Amplifier-only Facebook group. There's a lot of ways to get interactive. Of course, you can actually chat in our chat room during the show when we're live. You can chat in the chat room when we're not live, too, if you want. I don't know if anybody's in there at those times, but it's there around the clock. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can experience all those features completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about mushrooms and the legalization proposal that may be getting on the ballot in 2018. They're going to have to really crack down and get some serious petitions signed in order to do that. Hundreds of thousands of them in the state of California. Not sure what the requirements are in Oregon, but there's also a proposal there, the difference being California would be a true end to prohibition, not legalization. This is what all ballot proposals should be, but unfortunately they always feel like they got it. Well, we got to let the government tax it. We got to let the government regulate it. Well, no. How about we just strike it from the statutes? And that's basically what this proposal does
right
in California, making it legal to sell, to grow, to transport, to possess psychedelic mushrooms, which would be amazing if that actually happened. Of course, it probably won't. But if it did, that would be incredible. And then in Oregon, the proposal is to do a medicinal version of magic mushroom semi-legalization, only usable in sort of therapeutic sessions and in controlled specific place with licensed people. So maybe that one has a better chance.
So in Oregon, if it's a statutory initiative, it needs 88,184 valid signatures based on current, you know, registrations and whatnot. If it's a constitutional initiative, it needs close to 118,000 valid.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about this, but we've got Stefan on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
I want to discuss a bill that Governor Kasich actually just signed in my state. You may or may not have heard of it yet.
Probably not. What is it?
Basically, he signed a bill that says you cannot have an abortion if it turns out your child in your womb has been diagnosed with Down syndrome.
Yeah, I saw a headline on that, and I didn't actually have time to look into the article to see if the reason, you know, like, is it one of those things of if you say, I want the abortion because my child has Down syndrome, it's banned. But if you just say, I want an abortion and the child happens to have Down syndrome.
I believe under any circumstance, you're not allowed to have an abortion if the child has Down syndrome.
Huh. Now, and this was passed by the governor, you say.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. It's gone through the legislature, and in the past few weeks, everybody has been expecting him to sign the bill because he is a very, you know, staunch anti-abortion advocate. He does not agree with abortion whatsoever.
My God, I mean, it seems to me like that would be another reason to have an abortion is why would you want to bring a child into the world that is going to be basically disabled from day number one? I mean, I understand there's people out there that can answer that question, so you're welcome to dial in, because I guess the claim is all life is precious, but it would seem to me that if you're subjecting somebody to a difficult life when that could be avoided, it would seem like avoiding it would be the right choice. But everybody's got their own morality.
I just pulled up an article from CNN, and of course they're not citing the actual text here, but they say the law prohibits abortion after prenatal tests reveal Down syndrome in a fetus, or if, quote, there is any other reason to believe that they have Down syndrome. So it's not requiring genetic tests on everybody that wants to have an abortion and,
that's what's coming next.
Fetus
though.
Has Down syndrome. You can't do this.
I'm surprised that wasn't included, but it, you know, that will probably be what they add to it some other time.
Says a person performing such an abortion would face a fourth degree felony. Physicians could lose their license. The woman seeking the abortion would not be held legally liable.
That seems terrible to me. I agree with Ian. The idea that you should not be able to abort a child, it's going to have a difficult life anyway.
Right, it's going to have a difficult life, number one, because the mother doesn't want it, but then number two, because they have Down syndrome as well.
And what if you don't have the money for the medical care that somebody with Down syndrome is going to need throughout their childhood? That could be potentially millions of dollars.
I don't know what it would be, but it's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, and, you know, some people might want to abort the child because they know, I can't afford this kid. It's going to suffer. It's going to have to go to special schools and things like that, and they won't be able to afford it.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if some anti-abortion group would put together the funding to adopt every single child that, you know, people want to abort and pay the mothers to go through the process of the labor.
Unfortunately, Ian, that's not allowed because that's considered selling a child.
Really?
Yes. So some of the things that, you know, people say, well, why don't the anti-abortion people do X? Because it's not allowed.
Yeah, but would they do it if they could?
Possibly.
Because it's one thing to go out, hold on. It's one thing to go out there in front of Planned Parenthood and hold up a bunch of signs of, like, aborted fetuses and make a big stink. It's a whole other thing to actually have to take care of a bunch of unwanted children.
Right.
Right.
So it's illegal, you're saying, to pay somebody to have a child so that they can adopt later? That's illegal?
Yes.
Is it in all states?
As I understand it. Now, It's different if it's a surrogate situation.
Surrogate. Okay.
But if
just, so that's where you decide in advance?
Right.
Yeah.
So you find somebody in advance of them getting pregnant, and we can pay you to have carry our child.
But if it's after the fact, then it's illegal.
Oh, you're pregnant. Here's money. I want your baby. You're then selling a child, and that's illegal.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. I didn't know that in... Because I was about to ask that. What about gay couples that, you know, have people have their children? So if it's planned ahead of time, it's okay, but you can't just decide
right.
to buy somebody else's baby.
Right.
And you should be able to because free market. If you want to be able to buy, you know, some baby.
If I want to sell my kidney.
Yeah, you should be able
I've
to sell whatever
I've got two
you want.
Of them.
Sell a finger. I don't care. It's your hand. You should be able to do what you want.
When does that no longer apply, though? Like, you're saying if you have, like, a six-year-old child, you should be able to sell it in the free market?
Well, that's
hold
a good point.
On,
then there's the whole slavery issue.
Well,
what do you say to that, Daryl?
Hold on. Let me just sort of give a scenario. I'm not necessarily yeah. going to answer the question, but I'm going to give a scenario. Let's say that you have a really good job working for like a Fortune 500 company,
yeah.
and at the time you can afford to have two or three kids. Company goes bankrupt. You lose your job, and you wind up. You know, because you were making a bunch of money, you were also spending a bunch of money. You don't have savings, and now all of a sudden, it's tough to put food on the table.
So,
and
sell
you
your
can
child.
No longer no. So, it then becomes a situation to where you can no longer afford to have the family.
Yeah.
Should you be allowed to then wind up, you know, giving up the children at some later point?
This brings up the interesting question of when does a parent not control their child, right? And this is a big question that a lot of libertarians disagree very vehemently about. I personally like the idea of a young person being able to emancipate themselves at the time that they feel they're ready to do that. But when you start getting into young ages, then obviously they,
right.
they can't, you know, even and comprehend what emancipation is.
I want to point out that I'm not in any way advocating people selling their
yeah.
six-year-old. I'm just pointing out a situation to where it's not, you know,
but
necessarily.
But even if
put
you could.
For foster children, then you don't necessarily have to sell it. I think putting up a Craigslist ad for your child is kind of sick.
Yeah, even if you could.
Well, generally when a 5 or 6 or 7 year old is put into foster care, it's not because the parents no longer want the child. It's because CPS has taken the child.
In a lot of cases that, yeah, that does happen.
So wait, so if the parent doesn't want the child anymore, you're saying they should be able to sell them?
I'm asking the question.
No,
I'm not advocating parents selling their children.
What's the question you're asking?
What's the, from like the whole standpoint of selling the child before it's born and selling the child when your financial situation changes and the child is 5 years old, what's the moral and ethical difference?
Right, that's a good question. The toll-free number here, and thank you for the call, Stefan. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynovite .com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well, so don't hesitate to Skype in if you want to join us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We were just on the line with Stefan in Ohio. Got into an unusual conversation about human rights. Abortion was what brought the topic up, but it ended up becoming about selling your child. What was originally a discussion about being able to sell the baby that you were going to have, right?
Correct.
Like, oh, you've gotten pregnant, you don't want to have this baby. Wait. We, the anti-abortionists, are going to come in and we're going to solve this situation by just offering you, you know, sad mother, we're going to purchase your child from you. You just have to go through with the pregnancy. We'll pay you to go through the pregnancy, and then we'll pay you after the fact to make sure that we can secure all the rights to be able to raise the child, and you won't have to worry about it. And then that led to the kind of this discussion about,
right, well, because that's not allowed.
That's illegal in a lot of places, apparently. And then the question became, well, what about, you know, should you be, if you could sell your child before it's born, should you be able to sell a child after it is born? Because you'd asked, what is the fundamental difference? And you weren't taking a position on,
right,
this.
Right. What is the moral and ethical difference of, you know, offering up your child for sale before being born?
Yeah.
The day it's born, a week after it's born, before you head home from the hospital, or 6 years later?
Right, and we're not talking about selling into slavery here, right? We're just talking, right, about selling just to a couple of parents who...
My, you know, situation has changed. I am no longer capable of being a good parent, and I want someone to care for my child, and I love my child so much that I am willing to give up this child so that they can have a better life than what I can provide.
At some point, the child would have a say, I would think, right? Like, the child, at some point, if it is cognizant enough, sentient enough, it could be able to say, I don't want to be that person's child. This person or this couple that you're trying to send me over to, they look scary to me. I don't want anything to do with being in their household.
Some states, I know Pennsylvania for certain, at least as of about a decade ago, said that children do not have any rights to make such a request until they are 18 years old.
Yeah, I find that to be insulting.
So if there's a custody dispute, the child's opinion about which parent they want to live with makes zero difference.
I find that really annoying. I think that in the case of, and again, let's just focus on the sale here, I think that it should involve the consent of all parties, including if it's going to happen. And this is, you know, a drastic change in
right.
a child's life, then it should be that all parties agree, meaning that mom and dad on the child's side want to give up the child. And the because, again, if they're separated or whatever, then if one of them wants it, then they shouldn't be able to give it to somebody else, I wouldn't think.
Right.
And then so mom and dad both want to get rid of the child. The child is also willing to go with the parents who want to adopt it. And, of course, the adopting parents also want it. So if all of the parties agree, I don't think that there should be any kind of issue there. But, again, that doesn't answer the question that you asked, which is to say, what's the difference between, you know, a couple of parents selling an unwanted fetus versus an unwanted newborn versus an unwanted 5-year-old.
Right. Well, what's the legal and, or not legal, but the moral and ethical difference?
Because there are some libertarians who believe that they own their children. And this is a strange belief system to me. I understand where it comes from because libertarians are real big into property, a lot of them.
Right.
You know, they would argue that property is sort of the basis of their philosophy, although generally being a libertarian just means you don't support the use of aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. There's not really any statement there about property. But I think amongst libertarians, you'll generally find a real reverence for the idea of property.
Right. And then you get into the question of how do you define property?
Indeed.
So
whether it's real property like land or...
Well, is a pet property?
I would say that the pet generally could be considered property. It is something that you keep, right, generally against its will. So, I mean, by all evidence, I mean, some pets do want to stay in the house that you
right,
keep them.
Right, so... A pet is a living thing. It has its own brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, can you own something that, you know, has some level of awareness?
If you can, again, this is a deep question, right? By all auspices,
and
you appear to own the thing, right?
Right.
Like,
and
you have control over it.
This is where I'm in no way advocating slavery, but, you know, it's this sort of thinking that at one time allowed slavery to exist because they're like, oh, well, they aren't really people. They don't have the same cognition and this and that as us sophisticated people, so we can own them.
Yeah, it's sick, but that is the viewpoint that was probably pretty prevalent.
So, you know, like the helper monkeys, and there actually are, you know, the capuchin or whatever, the monkeys that can do services and whatnot, they have a lot of cognition, they can perform tasks.
Yeah. Just can't
speak
to you.
Own them? You know, like, certainly you can be the caretaker, and that's where I sort of draw a line of people can be caretakers of animals, but you don't actually own the animal, like, you know, and the fundamental difference is one of those, it's sort of a, you know, minutia distinction without a difference sort of thing, to where, you know, like, functionally, you own Jazzy the studio dog.
Right.
But you're really just the caretaker of Jazzy the studio dog.
Yeah, and to some extent, my relationship with Jazzy is a very long one. I mean, I got her when she was a puppy. Not
right.
Youngest of puppies, but still a puppy's, you know, dog, not a full-size dog. And Jazzy, to some extent, is here on her own volition, right? She could leave anytime she wanted to. And what I mean by that is whenever I walk Jazzy, the collar is not on, basically. Like, there's a lot of looseness in her collar. And if she wanted to, anytime, she could slip right out of the collar.
Right.
So it's more of the illusion that...
But if she ran away, she wouldn't have her nice, comfy My Pillow bed.
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't have people feed her on a regular basis.
So she's here on her own volition. I've always had that, you know, the pets that have been here have always wanted to be here. Although there was one that was here most recently. It was technically not my cat. Again, who owns the thing? Well, the person taking care of it, or the caretaker, as you're pointing out. It was Renee's cat, who I was taking care of while she wasn't here. And
you were taking care of the cat, not Renee.
Yes. Well, to some extent. Both.
While the cat was here and Renee was not, you were taking care of the cat.
Yeah. And that cat wanted out of this house. It did not want to stay. Didn't matter how nicely it was treated here. You know, it was fed. It was treated nicely. But it wanted out.
It just wanted to be outside. Yeah. It wouldn't leave the property when it got outside a couple times.
That's true. That's true.
It just wanted to be outside.
Yeah. But regardless, it is an interesting question of who owns an animal. Can you own an animal? Of course, the animal rights activists out there, the most extreme, would say that no one should own an animal. You cannot own an animal. You should not even keep an animal inside a place, inside a house, that they all need to be set free. And again, I think that relationships that people have with their animals defy that, where the animal wants to be there, the animal wants to have the symbiotic, mutually beneficial relationship between it and the human. So again, back around to the other question of human beings. Are you the caretaker of the child or the owner of the child? And I think that it would be interesting because I would love to hear one of the libertarians who believe in ownership of children, because I don't agree with that.
Right.
I like your viewpoint, Daryl, the caretaker, because that sort of gives the idea of when this person is ready to be free, they can just choose to leave rather than, oh, sorry, you're owned by these parents until you turn 18. Then magically, you're no longer owned by those people and you're your own free person.
Or possibly 21 or 26 or some other weird arbitrary number depending on where you live and for what purposes.
Well, most states, I mean, the age of majority is 18.
Right, but federal law says for insurance purposes, you're still a child until you're 26.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. If you're in college, then, you know, you might still technically, for various financial aid purposes, you're a dependent of your parents, even if you've not lived at home for 5 years.
That's frustrating. And then in some states, you can actually file for emancipation before you're 18. So I think it was in Florida, you could do it as young as age 16. But here in New Hampshire, even though the age of consent is 16, you have to still live with your parents. So if they're abusive towards you, sorry, we'll just have the police return you to the abusive household if you try to run away. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. But if you're one of those parents who believes you actually own your children, that is the viewpoint I want to hear more about, if you can explain it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number three on the way on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.